Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
I have plans. Boy, do I have plans. I'm going to save ahead so I can take that vacation next year. And I'll save some more money so my kids don't have to borrow a fortune to go to college. Then later on, I'll retire when I'm a certain age. This sounds like it might be a good plan. It seems well thought out, even responsible. But are those plans the same as God's plans for me? Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." It was initially a challenge and then a great relief when a few years ago I realized that I don't control anything. All the planning and thinking ahead is great, but the only thing I really know about my future is that God will be there and His purpose will prevail. It prompted me to ask which future I really want more, the future that is stuck in my mind or the future that God plans for me. But I don't know what God's plans are for my future. What will be my lifestyle? Will I ever get to retire? Will my wife and I get to grow old together? And 100 other questions, for every one of which I have my own preference. But God has His preference, and newsflash, His will prevail. Do I trust Him in His love for me, in His love for others that my life impacts? Do I trust Him? Yes, think and plan ahead, but as for me, I want to start looking for the paths that lead to joining Him in His plan for me and not fighting against it because I have plans of my own. Trust His plan.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.